Yes, thank you. Yeah, maybe a thing for faults for future, maybe to see how this, because it is linked to the vehicle. This is an approval, say, for the emissions, but it is linked to the vehicle approval as such. So they are used in a vehicle approval system. So indeed, maybe this should be see if how we implement this kind of things in the separate regulation. If there is a, if that it is clear who is doing this software update and who is in charge. And I think maybe that then will become more clear when we take these approvals under consideration. I don't know, but maybe it's the point is valid to see in the future how that will work. It's not only the GPE. I think there are a lot of other GRs have also component approvals. So they and also touching say software. And if there is a component approval, there's a manufacturer and there's a responsibility for this manufacturer. And if he want to update something there, he has responsibilities. Even if he bring the responsibility further to the manufacturer who using this component in a system or in a vehicle. So maybe there come some solutions for that. So Irma, Paul, you want to add something there?